We do have a very special guest online to talk about a desert potluck where you can go sample all the different varieties of meals you can eat made right from native desert plants. But before we do that, we've got a little follow-up from last week.
Let's run down to Chris.
Blanco Estates. Where's that?
It is actually across the street from Green Acres, northwest of Tucson.
All right. Very good.
All right. I'm actually calling to say thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
For last week.
Thanks for thanking us.
The guy you had on talking about the radon.
Yes, Mr. Bob Brown, Arizona Foundation Solutions.
And explaining how it was a factor in lung cancer.
Yeah.
And how smoking related to it at the same time.
Yes.
It was the last little bit of information I needed that kicked that habit.
You quit smoking?
Absolutely, 100% right then and there.
Were you mid-drag, or did you finish a cigarette?
I had half a cigarette left. I debated for half an hour whether or not to finish it or just throw it away. I finished it. I said, I love you, but you're killing me. I got to go. And I flicked it. I have not touched or seen one since.
All right, so Rosie on the house gets some credit for Chris in Tucson stopping smoking.
And yes, very much so.
And you went cold turkey, and you quit last week, and so we're on like day seven,
right?
We
need to put a timer to call you in 6 months to make sure.
You go right ahead, but I guarantee you that smoking's done.
All right.
How long did you smoke, Chris?
I started when I was 21. And I am 39.
Okay.
So about 18 years, under 20.
Well, fantastic, man. That is a great little call of encouragement. That's enough. That's just one more benefit that we find of showing up every Saturday morning. Chris, congratulations. Anytime you get tempted to pick up a pack and light up again, give us a ring and let's see if we can't talk you out of it.
Or you could go listen to that podcast again as a reminder.
Right.
It'll live on our website for 3 years, but we keep it in the archives and definitely at the office.
Oh, Chris, thanks a bunch for the phone call. We love notes of encouragement like that.
Let's go to our guest interview now with the Valley Permaculture. Kate, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Hi.
So tell us, first of all, what is the Valley Permaculture?
Valley Permaculture Alliance is a local nonprofit here in Phoenix, and we work to inspire Desert Southwest. So really focusing on our environment here in the desert and how we can take advantage of the resources we have here, like lots of sun, and be mindful of the things we don't have a lot of, like water.
And you've been with them for how long?
Just under 2 years on staff there.
And how does somebody get involved? Can anybody get involved?
Absolutely. Anyone can get involved. And we have our upcoming Edible Desert Potluck on Friday, March 20th, which is the spring equinox. And anyone and their uncle is welcome to join us. We strive to bring together like-minded and like-acting people in our community to celebrate the resources here in the desert. And the potluck is a really great event because we get together and eat foods that grow wild and native here in the desert. You know, we're getting really into the local food movement now, which is wonderful. And we have all these foods that grow around us that we don't even recognize as foods. This is a great time to come together and eat those.
Can you give us a few examples of maybe some of the samples we'll be able to get at the potluck?
Well, I can't speak for what anyone else is bringing this week. At previous events, we've had mesquite noodles in pasta. We've had carob balls for dessert. We've had nopales tacos. The cactus tacos. This week I'm planning to bring a pesto made of weeds in my yard. There's some wild mallow and lamb's quarters, and I tried the pesto for the first time a couple weeks ago, and it was mighty fine. I'm looking forward to sharing it.
Interesting.
That is interesting. You know, we've got a dinner tonight, and one of the guests is driving up from Tucson, and I said, your price of admission, buddy, is some mesquite tortillas. So he went out this week and found mesquite tortillas. I love mesquite tortillas.
Oh, wonderful. It's so nice to meet someone who's tried it before and loves it, too.
Now, is there a cost to the potluck?
There's not. It's an absolutely free event. I know one of the things we do encourage participants to consider when they participate is to figure out ways that they can share the surplus. That's one of the ethics of permaculture is sharing your surplus. So whether that's sharing your surplus time by volunteering, knowledge by teaching others, your surplus funds by donating to the organization, or your surplus harvest by leaving extra eggs on your neighbor's doorsteps. Just consider ways that you can give back to our community.
And how does somebody get a hold of the Valley Permaculture Alliance?
One of the best ways to get in touch is to visit our website, which is www.vpaaz.org. And if you go to our events tab, you'll see how to register for the upcoming potluck.
Now, Kate, my wife has kind of become a fan of eating cricket flour. Have you tried that yet?
I haven't personally, but I hear it's a great source of local protein.
They say it is. So there's no fried crickets or chocolate dipped crickets at the permaculture buffet?
Well, she's welcome to bring them. We'd be happy to have her.
All right. Very good. And again, where is this being held?
It will be held at a private home in North Phoenix, okay. At one of our volunteer ambassador Cricket's house. Her name is Cricket.
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
The address will be sent as soon as you register online.
Very good. All right. Kate, we appreciate you joining us this Saturday morning and helping spread the message about that particular event. You know, there is a bunch out there that you can eat, but it does take a little education what to and what not to.
And if you're talking meat-wise, what part of the state can be a huge difference from sagebrush to tall pines? That meat flavor can range hugely.